I believe in the technology that's behind all this.
Sure.
I just don't know that I'm going to be pulling out my wallet, my digital wallet, going, look at this, man. Yeah. I own this Pokemon,
right?
You know, that's digital. You may not know this, but our military is heavily into marketing now. The U.S. Army has built a modern day marketing practice. They now have a chief marketing officer in the Army. I think the daydreaming you do as a kid, or like the fantasizing, at least when I was growing up, would like that played right into something that I like to be in a candy factory. Yeah, like, oh my God, and own a candy, like
Chocolate River and stuff.
Are you kidding? Hardest part of ending is starting
again. You're listening to the Radcast. If it's radical, we cover it. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of the Radcast. It's Friday, September 24th, 2021. It's our weekly advertising and marketing news. I'm Ryan Alford, your host, and this is Joe Hamrick. What's up, brother?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, man. It's good to have you.
Hey, man. Thanks.
You know, it's like I was like started to do the, you know, Joe and Sean are writing and acting and directing and doing a lot of stuff for the agency. Dude, we go way back.
I mean,
this is like.
I was thinking about that yesterday.
You know?
It's what? I don't want to tell anybody how old I am, but I mean, close to 30 years.
Eastside Eagles.
Represent. You
know, represent. Clemson Tigers.
Represent. That as well.
Represent
as well.
Hope they get their offense on this weekend.
Oh.
I mean, I don't want to start on the doldrum there, but, and this isn't a sports podcast, but Clemson needs to get it together on offense. Can we all agree with that?
Ugly. That's the only word I have for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I'm not Uiagalelei.
Yeah, Uiagalelei.
Yep, Lele. Looked great last year in relief of Lawrence.
Not so much.
Not this year.
And it's hard to put a finger on it. He didn't suddenly become bad.
No, he didn't.
Is it the O line? Is it the receivers? Not
probably O line
separation. Definitely the O line. I think
he throws it to Ngata,
and he's good.
Yeah,
but
what's his name's not getting as many catches.
Ross is getting more.
He's not getting close. I don't think he's getting. Well, I've seen him
missing like that. We got all these 6'5 guys that, you know, long strides. We're missing like
Amari Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think there's a couple guys that are supposed to be that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Clemson beat NC State.
Please.
Please. Yeah. I have a feeling we're not going to.
I kind of do too. Is it at NC State?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why weren't they, again, not a sports podcast, but Lynn J. Dixon, why weren't we using him?
I don't. Well, Shipley's better.
Is he?
He is
he?
Better.
Okay.
He is.
Fair enough. But we weren't using Dixon at all.
No. But I think his off-field issues.
He's got some.
Like, okay. Not a good team player.
He's got some.
He got some struggles.
I'll bet. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see where he lands.
Yeah, we'll see. Say, how's the week been going?
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Busy. How about you?
It's been good. Busy. Yeah. Hired like 6 people in the last 3 weeks. So.
You hired 6 people?
Yeah.
So wow.
Growing.
I did see some new faces out there.
Yeah.
Not very attractive. Most of them. It's okay. I'm sure they're very smart.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. They're very attractive. Very attractive people.
Hey, we're an ad agency. We have to. It's kind of like a prerequisite. You know?
Yeah.
You gotta look hip and
beautiful,
cool,
people.
And
everybody is very hip. I will say that there's a lot of hip stuff going on. A
lot of hip stuff. So it's been a good week for the podcast. James Merrill episode released Tuesday. Opolis Optics. So sunglasses made from all recycled water bottles and. From third world countries, like they've cleaned up plastic, different plastic from like the junkyards and all the places and all the, you know, adopt the highways in foreign countries.
Hmm.
And they make all of it from recycled plastic.
Okay.
And they're actually very stylish. They're not like, you know, garbage. They're really nice.
They are garbage. They were garbage.
<That's true. laughs> Hey.
They were garbage.
Thank you. Yeah. Very good. That was good.
Thank you very much. Did you get a pair?
I did. I wore them the whole episode.
Excellent.
So go watch it. I wore sunglasses the whole episode indoors. I've never worn sunglasses indoors that long, but I wore them the entire episode to help promote the sunglasses.
They're like, is Ryan hungover or what's going on? I'm wearing sunglasses all day.
He's been wearing them. But hey, one water bottle makes one pair of glasses. How cool is that?
Wow.
So every water bottle they retrieve, they've figured out a system. They can make a pair of sunglasses with the plastic recycled.
The frames?
Yes.
Wow. That doesn't seem like enough.
It doesn't, but it is.
Very cool.
They were cool. James was awesome. Great episode. And yesterday we recorded Brad Lee, who is a CEO, founder. He hosts one of the top 10 business podcasts in the country, Dropping Bombs. I was actually on that podcast in April and went out to Vegas. And Brad returned the favor and came on, and we had a good discussion. He'll be on in a few weeks and talked about his new book, The Hard Way.
Okay.
And about life lessons and trying to teach others the hard way he took to get to where he is. And
I could probably do with a read on that.
I'd like to avoid the hard way personally.
Sure, for the most part. Yeah.
And in a couple of weeks, all you UFC fans out there, Bruce Buffer joined the show.
That's a big one.
Yeah. That's the voice of the UFC.
Does Michael still do stuff?
Michael Buffer still does boxing. Yeah, the big events. Okay. I'm not going to do it because I can't do it.
You can't, yeah.
No, get ready to rumble. I'm not even going to like do a faux voice.
There's no reason to even bother with that.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I think about it. We do have a few social holidays this week.
Okay. I'm excited to hear those.
So coming up on Monday is World Tourism Day.
Okay.
In the pantheon of... if you can have a holiday, just have a holiday for the hell of having it. World Tourism Day.
That would be one. It'd be hard to celebrate, I guess. Why on a Monday?
You celebrate traveling, I guess.
But travel's on a Monday. I guess you do travel on a Monday, but you don't usually travel home on a Monday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's put that one on a Friday.
Did Disney World create this or something? Like, or
probably Las Vegas, probably
Florida.
Yeah, probably. They could all use it right now, I guess, probably.
Yeah. No one's wanting to go anywhere.
World Tourism Day,
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Also the same day, which is odd to me, in September, National Scarf Day.
That is weird.
I thought at first it was like scarf, like eating a lot. Scarf it down.
Yeah.
You know, like that was like, hey, you know, scarf like some nachos day.
Yeah.
But no, it's scarf day on 27th. I guess falls in some, it's been 90 degrees here in South Carolina forever. It was a little cool this morning.
You couldn't get me to wear a scarf right now for anything.
No.
Die of heat stroke.
Yeah. I might wrap it around my head, just sweatband.
Yeah, right.
That's about all it is. Scarf day and World Tourism Day on Monday.
Weird time.
Hashtag National Scarf Day.
Okay.
I think we should create a holiday like Radcast Day.
Might as well.
I mean,
Rad Day. I mean, I don't know what we do.
Yeah.
We just do a 24-hour podcast?
I think so. Like a telethon. Like a pot-a-thon. Is that what it'd be called? Pot-a-thon?
Are you saying pot-a-thon?
Rad-a-thon.
Pot like weed?
Yeah, pot-a-thon.
Sure.
We'll be a pot-a-thon at the pot-a-thon.
Yeah. Okay. It'd be entertaining for sure.
That's for sure.
Or terrible. Yeah. Or terrible, just like staring at each other.
Well, we talked last week about the fire keg that's on order. It's on back order, unfortunately, for the fireball keg. Sean and I talked about that. That's launching. And we're getting one from the office. So we'll have fireball shots in the pot-a-thon.
Are you really getting one?
Oh, we're getting a fire keg, my friend.
Wow. You'd have to excuse me. I didn't get the measurements on it. How big is it?
It holds 121 shots.
So it's probably what?
If you're watching, you can watch our hands go to about 20 inches wide by 15 tall.
I didn't even think about that. The worst. Let me do something very visual for this podcast real quick.
Just for the video portion.
Yeah.
This is what, hey, if you're, hey, it just goes to show, if you're listening, you should be watching. On YouTube, on IGTV. Mm-hmm. I mean, everywhere you watch TV now. That's not a television.
You miss a lot of visual content if you're just listening.
This is true.
It's a shame.
And Nick Weaver, our producer, who's doing behind the scenes a great job.
Fantastic.
And go give Mr. Weaver a follow. He's on Instagram. You're on Instagram, right, Nick? Nick Weaver. He's extraordinaire. He does all of our AV and and like a ton of graphic designs and visual, video, 3D, 4D, 8D. How many D's do we have?
That's a lot of D's at a time. I don't know about that one.
But no, we got a new intro coming out that Nick worked on. It's badass. So
nice.
Props to Nick. And
great job, Nick.
Hey, yeah. So moving on to today's news. First up, Burger King has a new NFT strategy, like everyone fucking else.
Of course,
I just kind of roll my eyes now. I see NFT in a brand. I'm like, okay, all right. Non-fungible token. They're doing. I'm going to summarize this for you. So it's an article out there, Marketing Dive. We like Marketing Dive. Go search Marketing Dive. They got all the really great marketing articles. I want to give them props for where we found this one. But with that aside, this is essentially what I'd call the equivalent of, you know, Monopoly at McDonald's.
Sure.
They're gamifying it digitally now. And it's not Monopoly, but they have like this game that Burger King has. And if you collect the pieces and do these things, kind of like the board pieces in Monopoly, you can win NFTs, like toys or whatever, digital assets. And super complicated. And I know it's all the rage and Gary Vee and all this stuff, but and maybe it's all, I believe in the technology that's behind all this. Sure. I just don't know that I'm going to be pulling out my wallet, my digital wallet, going, look at this, man. Yeah. I own this Pokemon,
right?
You know, that's digital.
You want to roll? Let's role play that real quick. Do that.
Hey, you like my Pokemon that's digital?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is.
You want to take a picture of it and then you have it?
Nope.
It's like, you know, take a picture of your NFT, right. And it's like, whoa, but you don't know the code, man. Yeah. You don't know the original.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I don't. And I guess that's, they would say, well, artwork in your house, you can take a picture and have it and you don't own it. Okay. Well, I don't have a bunch of $1 million artwork in my house either.
No. So, I have none. I have zero.
So that argument's not holding water with me.
No. But, I have very little artwork in my house, I think, really.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying real hard not to be the older guy, right, like crapping on like the younger generation. Look, my kids love the digital world. They do their skins and I get all that Fortnite shit and Roblox. I get it. I see it. I watch it. I know they put a lot of value in it. Yeah. So I'm not killing that notion of the metaverse and all that, but I don't know, man.
To me, NFT, it's just nothing. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean anything. I mean,
millions of people that are behind it, and I'm sure someone's going, man, those guys don't know what they're talking about. And I believe in the technology behind it, which is there's gonna like cryptocurrency, all that. I get all that. That is the future. I know that. So you don't need to talk to me about currency. And I know that like validation and security and the things that the technology can do with like making sure things are what they're supposed to be or there's some kind of backing behind it. I get all of that. I really do. It's complex, but I understand it. I just don't understand the mindset of, I feel like there's a bubble going on with
the
value of these things.
Yeah, I don't understand I don't understand the value of it either. I guess... Again, cryptocurrency, et cetera, et cetera. I have some cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Sure.
I guess I just can't warp my mind around, hey, I've got this thing on my digital wallet or whatever, and it's worth $1 million. Like, well, why though?
Yeah.
You know?
Because there's only one.
Sure. Well, there's only one, you know what I mean? Me, but I don't know worth a shit.
Hallelujah.
Got me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, moving on.
Yeah.
A lot of NFT stuff, and Burger King is really getting in the game. Like, everyone else, and we'll see where it all goes. Subway. So everybody, ain't been to Subway lately? You know, new POP, new redesign in the restaurants.
Sure. I have been in a Subway lately. My son really likes Subway.
No,
sure. Okay. So we got the app and all.
Yeah,
it looks nicer.
Yeah, more modern,
more futuristic,
fresh.
Yeah.
Feels more deli-like to me or something. Like there's a cleanness to it.
Agreed. It doesn't feel as grimy or something like that or as old, which is, I guess, the whole point.
I think they got rid of a lot of the mustard yellow, you know?
Sure.
They got more of kind of the whites and the greens or something.
That bright neon green.
Yeah.
And they have neon lights in there as well.
They have neon lights. And so they've had their best August in 8 years.
In how many years?
8 years.
8 years. I wonder what started the decline for them.
I don't know.
I can't imagine what it would have been.
Bad choices in food and characters.
Sure.
No. But the funny thing is, it's my least favorite sandwich, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is it edible? Sure.
It's not okay.
Terrible.
It's okay. Yeah.
But, you know, give me some, I don't know. I think I like a little Jimmy John's.
Yep.
And my favorite cold sub, if we're going classic, Substation 2 here in South Carolina. Substation 2.
Taylor's.
Yeah, I wish you had it if you're listening.
Yeah, Taylor's, South Carolina.
Awesome.
Yep.
Hole in the wall.
Oh, my God, yeah. Both of them.
I think it's a hole in the wall in a hole in the wall.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Maybe a third hole as well.
but delicious cold cut subs. Fresh meat, fresh bread.
Fresh lettuce. Get the shredded lettuce on it. So good.
Yes.
I'm probably going to go there after
Jersey
this.
Mike's is a mainstream chain is the best cold sub.
Agreed.
But Substation, but then Firehouse Subs,
warm sub. Yeah, agree with that. Subway, just here's what Subway could do for me instead of refreshing all the inside. Refresh their menu. Like, give me something new. I get the same thing every fucking time.
They like mix up, like they'll do these new things, like now we've got chicken, ranch, and beef. And yeah, it's like all they do is like, you know, kind of like at every Mexican restaurant, it's like seven ingredients mixed up four different ways, like, or 40 different ways.
Yeah. And every once in a while they have guacamole on it.
Yeah.
But I don't even want guacamole on a sub, anyways.
Not really. Some chips, sure.
Sure. Chips is absolutely. Yeah. Some salsa.
Yeah.
A little nice queso.
I don't mind a slice of avocado on certain things.
I don't mind that either.
But guacamole.
It's like the texture on a sandwich and you got bread.
No. I actually got a guacamole on a salad. It was not good. Wow. I thought it was going to be good, like in the salad.
Ooh.
And it was kind of an odd consistency.
The texture.
Texture.
Yeah. Like,
slice of avocado? Fine.
Sure.
But the mix up, I don't know.
What about like Chipotle?
Oh, I like some Chipotle.
But guacamole?
Yeah. Not on the salad, but on a taco or something.
Or like maybe on a bowl though, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe on its own, like eating with a fork with a chip.
Sure. I guacamole and sour cream and stuff in there for me.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, I don't know. So Subway, the point of this article was to say that marketing works.
Sure, it did for them.
Because they didn't change anything but the look and,
right,
you know, best August in 8 years.
Same sandwiches.
Yeah, same sandwiches. Just looks cleaner. Sort of.
We cleaned it up a little. That's their new motto.
Yeah. Subway. It's called lipstick on the pig.
That's a great point. That's actually exactly what that is.
Yeah, so we're going to pass that one down.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, nope. Subway's never working with us, by the way.
No, there's several brands that are never working with us.
This is true. But hey, we tell it like it is. Make your sandwiches a little better. Go to Substation 2 and learn what they do.
Yeah. Rip them off.
They could be ripped off. There's only like three of them.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But it's two, and there's not just two, right?
I don't know. There's not many of them.
I don't know why it's called two.
I think they still have a franchise.
Was there Substation 1?
I don't know. I saw a Substation 4 once.
Did you? Did you? Is that real? Or are you kidding? That sounds like a joke.
No, it was. It might have been like sub. It was sub something 4, and it was real close to station, like sub some something. I don't know what it was. And I was like, okay, I didn't know there was another one.
That sounds like a joke.
It was close enough. No, it wasn't a joke. It was like literally like driving to Florida through Florida. This is like 15 years ago.
Sure.
And I was like, oh,
did you stop?
Nah.
Sub Depot 4.
I mean, it can't be twice as good as Substation 2.
No.
You know,
no, there's no 4. Way. Yeah, there's
so
no way.
I just didn't want to, you know, didn't want to hurt my memory of Substation 2.
Disappointed.
I never get over there enough.
I've been there in a long time. Like I said, it's not that far from my house.
The Radcast, brought to you by Substation 2.
Substation 2, come on in. Taylor, South Carolina.
Yes. Okay, so Bush beer, Bush Light. This mainstay, and when we were in high school, so it became Coors Light.
Yep, became Coors Light. We got a little money.
24 of them, and like, somehow didn't fall over.
But he's a beast.
They've come out with an experiential activation where they have what's known as a tree work space, playing off a co-work. It's kind of like an outdoor area.
Mm-hmm.
This is a complete, I don't know. Trying too hard, like to,
yeah,
you know,
I don't, like, know if I get it 1,000%.
It's like an outdoor space where you can come and work, but sure, not work because you're there, probably because you took a vacation to go see the tree work space from Bush,
sure,
Colorado, somewhere, I think.
Sure, there's trees outside over there. I could just go over to one of those, I guess.
We could put a tent up right there, and
yeah,
if you want to start working out there, you can.
You know what? I might do that. That sounds fantastic. The natural light tent space,
yes. This is like one of those when these brands, you know, they have money and they have budget. And it's like, what are we gonna do? We got our activation marketing budget. Let's do a tree work space. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it really gets, you know, the boardroom excited, and then it kind of fizzles because
it's a dumbass idea.
Yeah. like, you know,
that hurt it a little bit.
Still a Bush Light, you know.
Yeah.
Have you had one recently, a Bush Light?
No.
I had one 6 or 8 months ago.
The lake or something.
And it was like, I was like excited. Like, the guy had one. He's like, you want? Hell yeah, yeah, give me one of those Bush Lights. I hadn't one of those in for years.
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
Very odd aftertaste, and like, I'm like, you know, it was not a positive experience for me.
I would drink one. If someone had one right now, I would drink it. Just
Subway
for nostalgia.
And Bush are never going to work with us.
No, no. Those are pretty big companies, too.
I know.
Have a nice Subway steak and cheese with a Bush Light.
Just, yeah.
And then kill yourself right after that.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know which one to, how to get rid of that taste. Like, which one do you get rid of?
Eat the same. Oh, yeah. My God.
Wash it down with a Substation 2 sub and you'd be all right.
Sure. We'll, Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew or whatever that was.
I might need a Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew to wash that away.
Yeah, to kill my taste buds.
Anyone out there that drinks Busch Light, God bless you. But there is definitely a funky
something about
and
it.
I don't, maybe the beer was bad. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But it was not skunky, but it was just a bad, like, bittery aftertaste, you know. When I drink beer now, it's usually Ultra, which is pretty much water, let's be honest. Yeah. But it's delicious because it's very easy to drink.
It is very easy.
But then, but we have Miller Lite in the keg right now. We mix them in and out at the agency.
Sure.
I'll have one of those here and there, and it doesn't have an aftertaste. So
it does taste very different, though. Miller Lite tastes very different than like your Ultra or your Coors Light. You're not going to get those confused. My wife drinks Miller Lite. And I'll have one every once in a while. I'm like, oh, that tastes different. Not
it's
bad.
Different. No, it's got flavor.
Yeah.
There's a flavor. Pilsner.
Yeah.
Pilsner. Yeah.
It is a Pilsner.
It is.
Good call. Yeah. Beer time on the Radcast.
I know.
Pilsner. What's Coors Light? Really?
It's a Pilsner.
Probably
too,
also a Pilsner. They're all Pilsner.
They're all Pilsner.
To be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the craft beer people are going, you guys are lame talking about, you know, mainstream beer.
People drink it.
There's nothing I hate worse than a craft beer, like, snob. Like, you know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly
that
guy,
that girl. And I'm not talking about craft beer lovers.
No.
I'm talking about craft beer snobs.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Where you're drinking a Miller Lite and they're like, oh yeah. Idiot.
Like, idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you're not drinking a double missile shoe shiner.
Yeah. Milk stout.
Milk shiner stout jug. Like, every one of them has a
stupid name.
Stupid name.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
And some of them, to be clear, some of them taste bad, in my opinion. Yeah. And people drink them just to, and they might, may not, you know, hey, craft beer people don't send mail or anything, but I think people drink them just to be like, oh, I've got this craft beer. There's literally something called a milk stout.
Yeah.
And it tastes like milk and beer. And there's something called a smoke, it's German, and it tastes like it's got liquid smoke in it. It's the nastiest shit. Why would you ever drink that?
It's craft, man. It's craft.
Craft my ass, dude.
Craft snobs.
Craft
can't
snob.
Take them.
Nope.
Craft, not craft lovers?
Nope.
I respect you. Totally fine.
Sure.
You can love craft, but don't judge my Ultra.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting at the party drinking my Ultra in the corner and you give me that look, I might hit you in the face.
Back up off the fucking Ultra, dude.
Yeah.
And to be clear, when there are parties, that's what you do, is you sit in the corner by yourself.
Yes.
Drink Ultra.
I'm over there like secretly pouring it in a red cup going, oh, I'm a little embarrassed here.
Nobody sees this.
The craft party.
The IPA party.
That bitch at the bar going, look at that guy. He's drinking an Ultra. Oh.
Fuck off.
So.
Yeah.
Moving on.
We got in a dark place right there.
We did there. I'm so sorry. Carl's Jr. and Hardee's are bringing Adult Swim toys to combo meals. This launched yesterday.
Sure.
So I will just be honest here. I watched The Simpsons and a few quote unquote adult cartoons, but I'm not a huge Adult Swim guy. Maybe because I don't watch that much TV, period.
Sure.
And it never makes the lineup. But that, and I'd probably be trying to avoid it because I have kids.
Sure.
And they would think, oh, Daddy, we can watch this.
It's a cartoon.
Not really appropriate.
Yeah.
So I don't pretend to know all of these characters, but these are adult Happy Meals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not happy because it's Carl's Jr.'s and not McDonald's. But
right.
They're kind of the Band-Aid, though, of meals, right? Happy Meals.
Hardee's and... Are you talking about Happy Meals?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Adult Happy Meal. I'm sure Carl's Jr. doesn't appreciate me calling it that. But
they probably would never say that.
It's the adult kids meal at Hardee's.
Adult's kid meal, sure. Whatever. We don't have Carl's Jr.'s here, I guess.
No, we have Hardee's.
It's all Hardee's. The same shit.
It is.
It's the same shit.
Exact same. Big Sunshine.
Yeah.
Star.
Yep.
Logo.
Yep.
Branding works.
I read that one of the things that you can get is also the Hardee's guy. So how disappointed would you be if you're a big Adult Swim fan, you went and got one of those things, you got the Hardee's logo.
Yeah, like lame.
This sucks.
Like, these are like for everybody that collects these. I mean, I remember like growing up when McDonald's would do like the glasses and all this stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Trying to collect every one of those things. Oh, yeah. It was like.
The Star Wars ones, especially when they do that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, dude. That was Burger King, I guess, but whatever.
I guess people still try to do that, you know. Remember the raisins? California raisins. California raisins.
Yep.
Could never get that one raisin. Like, yeah, I was
there's
like,
always
I,
the one rare
the one. The one rare one. Like, God.
I want the guy with the saxophone so bad. Yeah, I keep getting the microphone guy.
Yeah. Bass guitar guy, whatever he is.
They probably have names.
California raisins. I haven't thought about them in a while.
Not at all. Never. Never yeah. since. I don't even know when.
That's a campaign that should come back.
They could bring that back.
They could.
The Energizer Bunny still's on, right?
Yeah. Still going.
Still going after all these years.
Yeah.
That's it's a good campaign.
It is a good campaign. So Adult Swim toys at Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. I don't know Adult Swim enough, but you know, it's a way to get some attention. And if there's a lot of fans out there, let's see if they can create some buzz with collectibles.
I'm going to stop by Hardee's on my way home.
I wish you'd stopped on the way and we'd have had one of these toys to play with.
Yeah, but if I would have eaten Hardee's on the way, you know what I'm saying?
Might have been good for the rad kid.
Might have been just the Ryan show on that one.
Yeah, yeah, so. Amen.
Or put Hardee's as it was more
grand. Might have been more like that.
That's the better one.
Yeah.
Mark Hardee's is a brand that's never going to work with us now.
I really get that one down. Oh.
Longest flush.
So, you may not know this, but our military is heavily into marketing now.
Okay.
The U.S. Army has built a modern-day marketing practice.
Sure.
They now have a chief marketing officer in the Army. Literally.
Is it an enlisted person? Probably.
Yeah. He's a chief marketing officer.
Okay. Yeah. CMO.
True officer.
Actual.
Yeah. Actual marketing officer. Hmm. But they're like a machine, dude. They're doing everything that all the big brands are doing. Website, digital marketing, retargeting, like, you know, sappy videos, and the recruiting's up. So it's working.
Yeah, they've always kind of done marketing, right?
They have. You've always had the videos, the television. You've mainly been TV.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
TV
sure,
ads, okay. The Marine ads especially.
With the guys like the Knight or whatever, and he's the Marine and stuff.
But they're heavily vested into digital marketing now, which, you know, makes sense. I mean, coming with the times.
It's going to get the younger people.
Yeah.
They don't want us in that.
I don't
think we could join.
No.
The armed forces.
I think they might give us a grant not to go in.
I'm gonna look at that. I'm gonna go to the recruiting office and be like, hey, I was thinking about joining. And they're like,
nope. Your vision's gone. You're way too old.
Yeah.
And
fat, et cetera. Here's $100. Get it. Go away.
Yeah, go away.
Perfect. Thanks, Army.
Yeah. You get a referral bonus though.
Sure. Like, my son.
Your son.
They'd probably love to have him, dude. He's huge, but he's only 13.
Oh.
Too bad.
Five more years.
His mom would probably not let him do that either.
I know. It does make you wonder, like, I mean, how many troops would they like to have? Like, how many we need? Like, it kind of scares me when I think about this stuff. Like,
that's a pretty serious question.
I know, it's like, well, there's what, 350 million people in the U.S., something like that.
Sure.
Roughly.
Sure.
Do we need like 10 million soldiers in all arms? Like, I don't know what the number is.
I mean, how many does China have would be a good question.
I don't know.
Don't they have a thing where they have to?
Yeah, they have like 500 million.
Right. Yeah, so that's a lost cause there.
I'm probably making up numbers, sure, but it's a lot.
A big number.
Big number.
That's a lost cause there. I don't know, man.
But we're also getting this point of automation where like it's going to become like who hits the button first.
Drones and
drones. And you're definitely going to need armed forces on the ground, but like this stuff is becoming so...
Yeah. It's not Saving Private Ryan anymore. We're not doing that stuff.
Sure hope not.
Yeah, ugh,
jeez.
Brutal.
I know. But I will say this. We take for granted, and I constantly remind, you know, talk about this even in like my social posts, like freedom isn't free.
Sure.
Like, you know, I do worry a bit that our kids and like others don't, and I'm not saying that we grew up in some war zone. We didn't.
Right. No,
at all.
Not even close.
You know, like our parents may have had some of that with like Vietnam and stuff.
Sure.
But like, I don't know if we completely grasp, but our kids are have an ability to grasp, you know, what it's taken. I know they get taught history, you know, but, and I don't want them to have to experience
it. It's pretty sanitized what they teach, I think.
Yes.
You don't get the blood and guts and gore, I guess.
Yep. Anyway.
I mean, I get that you're 100% right. Kids these days. Now
kids
we sound that.
Now
we
we're
sound
those
like
guys
dickheads.
Now.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know if they 100% grasp or, you start to wonder: are people going to stop joining up? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's
why they're
yeah,
doing
kind of
modern marketing practices.
I mean, when you don't have to go over someplace and get killed.
Yeah.
Don't, I guess, exactly. Is, you know, the thinking. But yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I know.
See the new generations.
We'll see. We will. So shout out to the Army. I was looking at the stuff they're doing. I mean, they're doing like stuff we do as an agency. It's pretty cool.
Just Army? Or all?
Well, all branches are, right? This was just more about all the stuff the Army was doing with their video and digital marketing and like, like just tried and true, like very modern digital tactics.
I don't want to go look at it. I don't want it to convince me to try to join the Army. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yes.
It is a bad idea for me.
It would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
So moving on, the radical news of the week here. Rad Power Bikes has the new Rad City commuter bike. They've upgraded it. Yeah. So we're talking pre-episode. I've been on one of these electric bikes.
Yeah,
you said my brother-in-law has one. Like, it's the thing, like 35 miles an hour. It's like, zzz, and I'm like, whoa,
that's kind
of scary. It was fun, but I was just kind of surprised at the power.
Yeah.
That's, and it doesn't make any noise. So it's like, whoa. Zzz. Yeah. It's very dangerous. I think I was drunk at the beach when I got on it.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, it was.
That's prevents a cruelty.
I was on vacation and
it's a great idea.
Like, this is good. Yeah. A little quick.
Yeah.
A little quick. I didn't hit anything hard.
You were limping a little bit as I saw, but that's okay.
That woman with a cat in Folly Beach, I apologize now.
Yeah, she's fine. She's okay. She'll be fine.
Yeah. I didn't hit her. Much.
We did talk about whether that had anything to do with the movie Rad.
Yes, and Rad Bikes.
Unfortunately, it does not. Rad Racing. Crew Jones is not going to get
BMX
on one of those bikes.
Biking.
Sure. BMX biking. Yeah. That's the worst way to ever say that. I'm going to go do some BMX biking.
BMX biking. Yes. Were they BMX bikes though?
They're BMX bikes. Yeah, but they don't think they call it BMX biking.
Biking.
BMX. It'd probably be racing.
That's not rad at all.
That's not very rad. That's sad is what sad. It is. Sad. Like, that scared me a little bit.
But would you buy one of these?
No.
Okay.
No. Get a car, idiot. You know what I mean?
Or a moped.
Sure. Sure.
A golf cart, maybe?
If someone...
Much more practical.
If someone gave me one, would I ride it? I don't even know if I would. What's the situation? Where you ride it?
I don't know. It commuters, like in San Francisco, like going up big hills.
Yeah, it doesn't work here, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't work here. Can you ride them on the highway?
I mean, we have the suburbs. I mean, most people here live in the suburbs. Right. Like, there's some people. We live downtown.
Sure.
I might would ride it to work.
You probably could. That'd probably be work for you. Yeah. I do.
But I'd probably just ride my golf cart.
Simpler. Less scary. You're not going to
get
killed.
And I can carry stuff in it.
Sure. You're not going to get killed.
Not probably. Yet, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's less likely.
If I hit something
or something hits me, I might survive it.
Well, if you hit something in that, I mean, how fast does that go?
18.
Yeah, so yeah, you'll be fine.
Not fast enough.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah. Bicycle. Yeah.
I could ride it to the store, I guess, but then what, right? Like you said,
you can't carry stuff home. That one bag. Your book bag. Well, we'll get to a way to carry things because your robot can carry it. We're going to talk about that at the end.
Okay.
So Netflix made its biggest acquisition ever. And I'm going to Roald Dahl. Am I saying
Dahl, I think?
Dahl. Roald Dahl.
I think that's
catalog, right. Which is essentially Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, yeah.
Yeah, and Matilda.
Sure. I mean, the what is it? The BFG or whatever?
Yes.
Big Friendly Giant, which is actually BFG. It's a big fucking giant. Big fucking giant. Right?
I remember when that came out. I was like, BFG, whoa. It's
a BFG, dude. Yeah,
it's like, you know, BAF.
That's what I was like. That'd be BAF, dude. Oh man.
Big fucking giant.
That's a big fucking giant, dude.
It was a big fucking deal at Netflix, though.
BFD. Roald Dahl should have written that one.
Yeah, he should have. But Willy Wonka, man.
Yeah.
What a great movie.
It's good stuff.
The original.
The original.
Not any other bullshit.
I haven't seen the Johnny Depp one.
You didn't miss much.
No.
I'm gonna let it go all the way through too.
Yeah.
Because that one, it needs to go all the way down.
Yeah. I like the water drips at the end. That's my favorite part.
It's the best. not good. I like Johnny Depp. You know? I know he's had his ups and downs and all that, but I actually appreciate his acting, but that movie was terrible. Maybe because we tell it like it is on the radcast.
Yep.
A lot of things are terrible today, and I'm really not a hateful person. But there's been a few things that happened to fall in today's news that I don't care for.
We got a little fired up today.
Fired up.
It happens.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So But yeah, I mean, Willy Wonka, man, yeah. Getting the golden ticket. I mean, I still get like goosebumps watching that. Like, I'll watch it and I'll be like, yeah, it's like something about like, if maybe I was a kid right when it came out, or I was, you know, at least saw it when I was a kid. I know it came out probably before we were kids.
Yeah, it's a little
bit. 70s, early 70s. Yeah. I weren't born yet. But anyway.
Yeah.
But just, I don't know. The excitement. Because as a kid, I think the daydreaming you do as a kid, or like the fantasizing, at least when I was growing up, would like that played right into something that I like to be in a candy factory. Yeah, like, oh my God, and own a candy. Like,
Chocolate River and stuff.
Chocolate, are you kidding? Like, it was like it hit every, you know, button of like what you'd imagine when I was a kid, like being, you know, an amazing adventure.
That was definitely something you daydream about. Like, man, what if I got in there? Fuck shit up.
Yeah. That and like Never Ending Story. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that one. Yeah. I do remember that. I don't remember loving that one quite as much. Willy Wonka was
better.
A staple.
It was.
Sure. It's a lot of social commentary in there too, if you watch it as an adult. Yeah. Mike TV and that type stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It is.
And also that one part where they're on the boat used to scare the shit out of me when I was a little kid.
Oh yeah. All the lights and all the
worms
stuff.
And snakes and
worms,
stuff.
Worms, snakes, and what was the
an eyeball or something.
What was the bad Dr. Slugworth? Thank you, Nick. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Great job, Nick. Slugworth. That guy's a dick.
Yeah. He's a dick. What an asshole.
He ended up actually
working. He wasn't even really working for Willy Wonka. But
still, though.
He was.
Don't be a dick, man.
Yeah. Don't be trying to take my gobstoppers.
Yeah, hands off.
Did you take my gobstoppers?
But yeah, you're right. It's pretty much Willy Wonka. I read that, and it was Matilda, which I don't really know because I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Well, anymore. And they had the sequel to Willy Wonka, I guess. The Glass Elevator.
Glass Elevator.
Never saw it.
Yeah. Nah, you didn't miss anything.
No, you hate that one too.
Not I didn't hate it.
I love Glass Elevators, but that movie sucked.
Yes.
Yep. So BFG, dude.
Yes, BFG. So finally, this is a way that, you know, you get two of these things, they work together. You get the electric bike. They've got a miniature robot coming out that will carry your groceries and help you run errands. It kind of walks beside you,
rolls
beside you.
Sure.
It's got eyes and everything. You put up to 20 pounds of bags.
Not much.
Mm-hmm. Like one 12-pack.
Sure. You know, yeah, right.
Of soda or beer.
Bush Light.
Bush Light beer and a Subway sandwich, and you're full.
The Subway sandwich was like 8 pounds right there.
Yeah, I know. Just if you get double meat. Double the trouble. Just a little half on there. But the robot.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating where this is all going, but it doesn't seem that helpful to me right now. And unless you lived like, again, in a commuter big city or something, like, but even then, like, I'll carry the 20
carry
pounds.
Your own shit. Yeah. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll cut down on people's
stairs. Like, the robots can get up the stairs.
They can't get up the stairs, right?
No, so you got to carry it up anyway.
You got to carry that.
It's not 20 pounds. It's 80.
It's 80. It's 150 pounds.
You're going to see people drag this robot upstairs.
On a leash? Like a dog?
Like, yeah, it held for 30 seconds, and then now you're just carrying the robot.
You saved up that energy.
The battery dies halfway there. And you're carrying, you see people carry the robot down this, because like, they don't want to leave it.
My damn $1,000
robot.
Yeah. Hey, somebody, you come pick me up. My damn robot crapped out on me right in the intersection.
Yeah. That's on the aisle 9. My robot died.
Yeah.
Can in the store. Charge?
I forgot to charge my robot overnight. So I guess I'm trying to think who that would be for. Maybe older folks?
Yeah. I don't know.
Little kids? I mean, yeah. No.
This is a big hard no for me.
It's right.
No for me, dog. It's no.
Rainy.
Yeah.
It just seems like more of a hassle.
Yeah.
It's like taking a small kid to the store that can only carry 20 pounds.
I feel like we got a lot of hot, half-baked ideas going on right now with people testing things and stuff. And one day, there are going to be robots, and they're going to want to kill us or be very helpful. Well, I'm not sure which way it's going to go.
It'll be helpful then. If any movie or anything I've ever seen, helpful, then kill us.
Yeah. But this doesn't strike me as that helpful.
It doesn't. I told you.
If you carried like 50 pounds, maybe.
50 pounds is a good bet.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
But 20? you can't buy a bag of dog food.
No.
I told you a thing that in a hotel I stayed in, they had that. You call the front desk, and they put whatever you needed into the robot, and it comes to your door. Again, I don't know how it alerts you that it's at the door. other than ramming itself into the door repeatedly.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Just cramming itself into the door. But I thought that was also, I mean, that might have been something to do with COVID maybe.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch all the Domino's commercials, they're like testing, you know, autonomous vehicles
delivering
your pizza.
Yeah.
The Noid seems to look like it's going to catch it, though, every time.
Yeah. It annoyed the Noid, from what I could.
Hey. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah. I don't know about these robots, but.
To me, that's another nothing.
Smart robot.
I'm smarter than robot. Smarter than any robot. To be clear, we've talked about the Noid and California Raisins.
Hey, this throwback.
Throwback and rad.
Hey, if it's radical, we cover it.
And those things are very radical.
What's new with Joe, Joey, and Sean?
We got Halloween coming up, so we got some horror stuff we're going to put out. Exactly. What about the other? You should have hit the Jason one. You're waiting on that.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Just want to scare you.
Good, good, good. we're going to put out some more of the old standards that we've been doing. Back in the day, a little bit, some of the mail care and stuff. So we got a lot on deck.
We'll be releasing tomorrow a video that Joe was in about not all clients are great clients. And
right.
It's quite funny.
Is that the do it cheaper guy? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, it was the
boardroom one.
The auto parts guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
And I will say that our highest engaging post in like last 6 months was the video that we put out last week, which is what everybody thinks a marketing meeting looks like.
That was a good one.
Yes.
That was a good one. Joey and Sean did that one. That was great.
It's funny.
Mine will probably be better, but no big deal.
Of course. I mean,
we'll see. Time will tell, but it's obvious.
Yep.
I don't even know what that was.
That was just beeping.
Okay.
It was like, sure. It was like Pac-Man. Beep, beep. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Beep, beep, beep. Okay. Fair enough. Morse code.
Yes. Cool, man. Well, I appreciate you on the show today.
Yeah, it's fun, man. I'll see you in 3 weeks when the cycle comes back around.
I know. Hey, guys, you know where to find us. We're at theradcast.com. Search for all the highlight clips from this episode. Search for Subway, Substation 2, robots, anything you want. You'll find the episode. And we really don't dislike everything. It was just a few things today.
Sure.
You can find Joe, Joey, and Sean on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Look for all their stuff. Got the mail care and stuff coming out soon. It's hilarious. And hopefully it doesn't get banned.
It probably will.
Probably will. I'm at Ryan Alford on all the channels. We'll see you next time on the Radcast.
To listen to full episodes or to contact us, visit us on the web at theradcast.com or follow our host at Ryan Alford on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in.